Metti per
What's up, John? How's it going, Stephanie? Hello. Jim,
Sir,
Glenn.
hello.
Hi. Jim.
Sitting.
Wish I had a comb.
All right, 4:30.
Good afternoon. I'm Pam Sawyer, and I'm sitting in to organize this little great moment of time. We're here to have a informational meeting on the Recreational Grant Subcommittee. It is Monday, November 3rd, 2025 at 4:30 at Town Hall. We have some people who have called in as well. Welcome aboard. So the call to order is, well, there's a few things I'd like to just mention, and that is we have a time limit because we have a selectmen's meeting after this. So we would ask that if there is a group here, which I see we have many members of the Farm Commission, if one person would be the spokesman, keep the limit to time to 3 minutes. Others who have any new information on the topic that they bring up, we certainly welcome you to speak. Do we have a sign-in sheet?
Don't know if they're not here.
We're going to put a piece of paper out and we're going to pass it around the sign-in sheet just for everybody's contact information. At this time, because we do have a commission here, are you speaking on behalf of the commission or are you speaking on behalf of a personal idea? Would you, if you will, please let me take the privilege of asking the commission to please step forward.
The whole commission?
Just
me?
Just the chairman?
Just me.
All right. Would you like to present this evening?
I'm not prepared to present, but I can reiterate what we've sent in as a request.
Do you have any new information?
No, because it was a pretty thorough request.
Okay, would you just state your name, your title, and what the request is?
Arlene Fiano, Bolton Heritage Farm. We requested a utility toilet building for the farm, which is part of the second phase of the master site plan, which has been approved by the Board of Selectmen back in 2020, I believe we approved it. I may have that date incorrect.
2020 sounds right.
2022. So, 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. 2022, my bad. So it is a project that the Board of Selectmen are somewhat familiar with. If they find our master site plan development program, and it has some conceptual design ideas, ties into the sewer that we have a grant for. So the timing.
Septic
soon. Where the poop goes. So the timing is good.
This is farm talk, everybody.
This is farm talk.
This is farm talk.
Perfect. What else would you like to know? The master site plan is online for anybody who's never seen it. You can go to the town website and go to the farm site and you can pull up the master site plan and it's in phase two of the development plan.
Thank you.
And I believe that pretty much covers it.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody's indulgence. Now I'd like to go to someone online. We'll go back and forth between online people in here. Is there someone online who would like to speak to the meeting today?
Meeting today?
Yes, and who is that, whose voice?
Yes, and who is that, whose voice?
That's you.
Janet, can you mute yourself?
Do we have any hands? If you'd like to address the meeting today, would you just put a hand up and we'll come back to you? So who else would like to come up, speak this afternoon under public comment?
Somebody popped their hand up.
That's our hand.
That's you.
That hand is me.
Does anybody else like to speak on one of the ideas? What idea do you like the best? Recreation grant suggestion.
Rebecca Chen is here as an interested party.
Thank you, Rebecca. I didn't mean to pick on you.
That's okay. You're staring at me. There is a couple of ideas that I thought were really interesting in here. The library, number 27. And then also Herrick Park, putting in the pavilion, the extra bathroom, which I thought was
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks. Thomas Chen, local resident.
Thomas
Chen.
Thank you, Thomas.
I don't know if maybe we can ask a question, one of which was about the earlier in the budget, there was recommendation for monies to be set aside to repair the soccer field at Herrick Park. Presumably that's not been done because that's part of this wish list. Could anyone be able to do comment on whether those repairs are done, whether it would invite more people to use it, and then maybe add to like permitting fees that could be collected and be more helpful to Bolton in that way as well?
Thank you for that question. Ms. Rupert, do you have a short answer?
So the repairs, the drainage and the regrading of the existing soccer fields has not been done.
Right.
I'm not tied into the soccer program here in Bolton. I do know that it's busy and robust. I don't know if it lends itself to being able to collect fees for using the fields if we have more fields that maybe would be available for tournaments and things like that.
Okay. I don't even know if that's practice today, but because I was just curious if the money went toward that, would there be a return on that investment?
That's a good, thank you for the ask, and thank you for the good question. Anyone else?
Someone online.
We have a hand up. Annie V, can you unmute yourself?
Hi.
Hi. Your name, please, Annie?
My name is Annie Vernier.
Thank you.
I was just wanting to comment. I had put in the proposal for a playground at Indian Notch, and I saw somebody had added to that that you could maybe recycle some playground pieces from Bolton Center School. And I just thought that would maybe be a nice way to reuse those materials that the town already has. So I don't know. That's all. So my thought there. And I know sometimes in the summer they have the camp that goes to the park as well. So it might be nice for the town and the campers to access that. And also just get more residents and people using that park.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the idea. Thank you for calling in.
Yep. Thank you.
I will come back to somebody on the floor. Somebody who have an idea, a question, comment on any of the ideas that have already been suggested or is an additional suggestion?
Hand up.
Ms. Cheryl, would you like to address the group?
Just a quick look. You only see part of me. I like Kilroy is here. Cheryl Uden from Keeney Drive. When you do the Christmas tree at the gazebo, could you find maybe in your budget to get a very big menorah?
Thank you for that suggestion. Appreciate it.
Menorah.
Menorah. MENORAH.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it. And we'll come back to the floor. Is there anyone else? Yes, sir.
Does that be with the exercise station?
Your name, please?
Nima. N-I-M-A.
And where do you live?
17 Keeney Drive.
17 Keeney Drive, Nima. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And your idea?
Exercise station, if possible. Something just like a simple pull-up bar or the tricep extension bars. I was thinking like somewhere like Heritage Farm where you have a soft ground. There's no maintenance on them. They're durable for years. And you have plenty of walking traffic there. I think it would get used. And you have soft ground on top of that. I know it's like a liability if it's on hard ground, if somebody does a tricep dip and falls, but when you have like soft soil coverage or grass coverage, that's not a concern.
Thank you. That's a new one, and we haven't had that one before. Thank you.
Janet, I'm going to keep from your hand, but
Janet, would you like to unmute?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Hi, Janet Assard, 78 Tinker Pond Road. I liked the idea of the pool. My suggestion would be to maybe make it with a pool house so that it could be used for the 12 months and to only have it be open to Bolton residents. And in addition to that, it would be nice if they could hold like water aerobic classes or swimming lessons for the children. I think it would be a great idea for families to get together and new families in town to meet a lot of the Bolton residents. And thank you for providing us with this forum.
Thank you very much. I will address just one fact, and that is this is state money. And in the case where you take a state grant for something, it is to be open to the public, not just the town's residents, but it would be open to all. That okay. is the issue why we have the question that comes up regularly about Indian Notch Park. Why is that open to all and not just town residents? It's because it was state money was taken to build it originally.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Good to see you.
You too.
Anybody else on the floor that'd like to speak?
Hi.
Leslie, you're going to have to speak up just because of microphones.
Leslie Shea, 26 Greenhill Drive. Just as I read this, and of course, I'm in favor of the Farm Heritage Commission's work.
Leslie is a member of the commission.
It does seem like maybe it would be financially feasible to buy porta potties if we have to rent them at a considerable cost. I don't really guess, but I saw that on here. But that seemed like a practical suggestion.
Thank you. And we have. Do you have Andy V?
Yeah, I think it's from mom now.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Lori. Now.
Yeah. Yep. Lori Vernier, 50 Linwood Drive. On number 15, I believe it was number 15, the suggestions, somebody had suggested to make the parking lot at Indian Notch Park on Tolland Road outside the gate to hold six cars. And I just wanted to voice opposition. And as Pam should know, with the opposition about the parking lot on South Road, the proposed parking lot for the trailhead, there's a lot of bad reasons why you would encourage people to come to a park when the park is not open. So I just think the town should reconsider that option.
Thank you. Thank you for that point of interest. Anyone else here that would want to speak on an element? Hi.
Lane Bradford, Sunday Lane.
Nice to have you. Welcome.
So I know a portion of the money was, I believe, requested by the PTO for the playground that they're trying to construct. Is that something that's been discussed?
One more time on that.
The PTO, they're trying to do the handicap accessible playground.
PTO?
At the center school.
Mr. Rupert, would you like to address that?
So it is on the list that will be up for discussion by the committee, but I do know that Senator Rahman's office is looking at other ways to get that money rather than use this grant money for that.
This is not
First Selectman Pointier has actually had a conversation with him to that end.
Okay, is there a time frame for this grant of when money would expire? It has to be allotted, because that's going to be kind of an issue where they're trying to get money from other means, and then maybe that's not going to happen in time.
Mr. Foyer,
I wouldn't mind taking a stab,
Mr. Sadler,
at this. So I've been in a communication with Ashley Berkman, who's been heading up the accessible playground project, and so she's been very in tune with Senator Rahman's efforts to acquire the grant, which would pay for essentially the whole playground at once. And so discussions between all interested parties have been directed by Senator Rahman, not specifically not to use this money. This money is not intended for use at the playground. Not to say that we couldn't use it if it's needed and if that seems to be something that we should do. However, the grant that they're going for and they're on the list and they're actually constantly trying to, you know, are we going to get it this time? They only meet a few times a year. And in fact, the most recent meeting at the state level was canceled. So, but they do have to meet one more time before the end of the year. And so that's the next opportunity that they will get. So just to be clear, that money is, you know, that's something that she's actively pursuing through a different avenue other than these funds. These funds had nothing to do specifically with that project.
Meeting.
Because that was the first thing that I thought. And so we reached out to everyone to make sure everyone's on the same page. And so that, those funds are being pursued in a different way. Yeah.
The meeting that he's referring to is the bond commission in which the governor sets the agenda.
Right. Thank you.
And he has the right to cancel at any time.
I was more curious just because I know that some of the other items on the list were kind of contingent on that happening. Like if you're talking of maybe between some of the pieces or a portion of what they're going to be replacing, using it in, say, in Enoch Park or Eric or wherever it may be, you know, a lot of these things are kind of contingent. And obviously the money that, you know, would take to man hours even just to be able to kind of move that stuff and reinstall it. It's just the time frame wise. Like, so is there a deadline as to when this grant expires? Like when the money comes
currently on? That's unclear.
It's a good point, right? And it's sometimes things don't line up exactly the way you want it to be, you know, as far as order of operations, you know. Certainly the first program playground has to be disassembled prior to using those parts to recycle. I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
So, and we wouldn't want to disassemble a playground that doesn't have the money and plan to be reassembled.
Right.
So good. Good point though.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on one of the items that we have not addressed yet this evening? Mr. Fournier.
Nice. Somebody else was supposed to be here to speak on it, but it brought to my attention that it could be a good thing to put a track around Herrick Park for running, where maybe the Bolton track team could run up there, run around the track, and it's illuminated, it's lit up. So if it's just an option to throw up there, I mean, that's a long ways away, but may cost too much money. I have no idea, but
it's... We have had two suggestions, one for the rubberized track and the other is for a trail type track, gravel, like we have around the center of town here as well. So they could, depending on money, depending on how the board votes. And as you all know, there'll be some new board members seated coming up after tomorrow. November 15th, the new board will be seated. Does anyone wish to discuss? Well, I'll go down the list and see if there's anybody else that would look. Does anybody have anything that's not on the list? Yes, sir.
There one more suggestion. Water park. I don't know if that was ever mentioned. I missed the first meeting, but the one in South Windsor is like a game changer. There's a ton of use of it for like 2.5 month stretch, I think.
So this is a sort of like the same one as Globe Hollow and not for Plank.
There's one, I think it's in near where it used to be Washington School.
Washington School.
Yeah. And the one in South Windsor is gorgeous. If you're expensive.
One of the differences is that they have city water and we have wells.
Yeah.
So that's a very different infrastructure issue, but it's a lovely thought and they are fun. Absolutely.
We've talked about it a lot.
And one quick curiosity, the bike trail.
Really, who this one guy is?
Bike trail.
The bike trail I mentioned at some point to go from, I'm assuming that would be state funded, not town funded, but from Bolton Lodge towards the Yukon direction. Is that completely off the radar?
I've never seen anything about it.
They had money for the planning and the planning got done, but it really didn't garner a lot of public support.
I haven't heard about it. Is that to go up 44?
Yeah,
we go up 44.
Marion, you want to
I don't think the issue's dead. but it's not, I don't think DOT considers it a high priority right now. And there's been,
I thought you finished.
Sorry. There is discussion. There is, I think, a little more momentum to try to get a connection coming out of Bolton Notch parking area toward the post office. So if it like, and it's, so the whole plan, whole path has always been planned in segments. And right. That segment, I think, has a little bit more momentum than the one that's heading out toward UConn.
That would be fantastic, actually, because I think a lot of people on that expressway, a lot of people have to, are kind of, would be hesitant to ride that half a mile.
Yes.
Sure.
There's a discussion between CROG and the state DOT. The state DOT does not want to address it until there's plans to do a lot of the road work as well, and it would be part of a master plan, not just a solo piece. If I hear no others, if there's anybody else online, nobody else online has their hand up. If there is none others, we'd like to say thank you very much. Oh, Allison, would you like to address the board?
Sure, this is Allison Leeson, 78 High Ridge Farms Lane. I was looking at the grant list and I was just curious, are we gonna put dollars to these suggestions? Because it seems like multiple of these could be chosen if they didn't come to the full cost.
The full usage of the $250,000.
Some of these just seem a lot cheaper than others.
I think that will be a discussion for the board because they have some projects that could be managed by the town itself. If it was put in, if some of the materials were provided by the grant, it could be in-house work, but others would require hiring, outsourcing. And so it's a very good question and one that this board will be addressing. Now we have other members here on sitting with us today. I'd just like to introduce Stephanie Crane, our executive, our recreation director. And would you like to say anything?
I'm just really excited that we have this opportunity to allocate a portion of money towards Parks and Rec in this town. And, you know, we can make some improvements, whether it be one big thing or a bunch of little things. I'm really excited about it.
Our Buildings and Grounds Director is John Butromovich, and he is here. Do you have anything you'd like to add, John?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Rupert, anything you'd like to close with?
Nothing more at the moment.
And for Selectman Mora,
thank you.
First Selectman,
compliment.
Who is not here, he apologized. First Selectman Fournier, is there anything else you'd like to
I think we've got close? A committee that will be meeting, and I believe it's going to be a Zoom link, and we will be going through, or they will be going through the list and trying to figure out what it is that wants to be moved forward. And of course, the price tags are the difficult thing at this point. So I'm sure it's going to be a little bit of a quirky battle to get through.
Can I ask another question on the cost?
Just one moment. Okay. Mrs. Marion?
I was just going to ask, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask before the comment is closed, because it's based, my questions were generated by comments that were made. So whenever it's appropriate.
We'll go back.
Rebecca? No, go ahead.
With the, it's actually tying into the cost of these things. When you look at this, is any of the money from the grant being held for the ongoing maintenance that would be required? So a portal would require a lot of insurance, that's a lot of maintenance, hiring people. Other things on here would require maintenance as well, ongoing maintenance year after year. Is that part of what the grant would cover down the road, or is the grant just initial installation and then we have to figure out how to build all of it into our annual budget?
Mr. Rupert?
Typically, these grants are for the expense of the project, not for ongoing maintenance and operation. And it is a conversation the Board of Selectmen will tell you that we have regularly. Every time we look at, you know, adding a trail or something and making an improvement, you know, we have the conversation about what it's going to take to maintain it. And at some point, you know, it's going to mean hiring more staff or purchasing more equipment for the Buildings and Grounds Department. Because these things have an ongoing cost. And in fact, that's one of the conversations we've had around splash pads, because First Selectman Fournier has brought up splash pads in the past, and you know they're an ongoing maintenance issue and they're costly, right?
Yeah.
So that's certainly part of, I think, part of the discussion that the committee will have. And then, you know, the committee doesn't make the ultimate decision. The committee will bring its recommendation or recommendations to the Board of Selectmen, and the Board of Selectmen as a whole will make a decision. And that is, will be part of their conversation and thought process.
I'm sure you can imagine we'd love to minimize ongoing
absolutely
maintenance for anything you do with the grant money. Wait, I'll speak for myself.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Rhea? Rhea Klein?
Question. First question, Rhea Klein, Bayberry Road.
Thank you.
First question is, do you have a criteria when you go through all of these suggestions? Do you have like a rubric or a criteria that you have in place to try to, you know, assess the weighting of each of these projects and how you select them, how they come out first or second?
This is the committee's first meeting, so we have not developed that yet. It is something that I've put some thought into when I've had conversations with First Selectman Fournier about. I expect it's probably going to be a conversation that the committee has.
And then the other one, is there a timeline on this where it has to be submitted?
As soon as possible. So, you know, it wasn't obvious when we got the grant and started filling out the paperwork, but as we've gotten into the depths of the grant application, in order for me to finish the grant application, we have to make decisions because they want to know what we're spending the money on.
Very good questions. Do you want, Mrs. Marion, would you like to hold yours until we get to number three on the agenda?
No, because I don't want the public to leave before they
want feedback.
You know, I just want the answers to my questions answered so that everybody hears them.
Right. Would you mind if she does? Please go ahead.
They're quick. So one about the deadline, Jim. I when I looked at the grant material, I was pretty sure that it said the deadline is July 1 of last year. And what was unclear is whether that means the funds have to be spent by then or just a decision made about how they're going to be spent. But I believe that July 1 date is in the grant material.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
I was unclear on the same thing.
Yeah. On the Heritage Farm toilet, Arlene or anybody else, did you ever get an estimate on what you thought that the cost on that would be?
We did not.
Okay.
Simply because put a price in there in a phase two program, in the way construction changes, and we did not.
Okay, and is that the same for the pavilion too? No estimate on that?
We have
an estimate for the pavilion.
What's the estimate on the pavilion?
Roughly $150,000, John.
I thought it was $85,000.
Well, but you also have excavation and concrete,
electric,
and electricity.
So, what do you think the number is on that?
We estimated this last year. It was about $150,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then, I thought that on the terms of the Heritage Farm soccer fields, I thought that there was money either maybe in the capital budget. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Herrick Park soccer fields. I thought there was money in the capital budget.
There may be some set aside.
We've been trying to set aside money over time.
Yeah.
This was for the money that was originally put in there was for the one that's being built by the STEEP grant. With the intention of you have to build that one first so you can renovate the upper one. So it was both projects, but it was over time to build up enough money.
So to make clear for those that don't understand, there is a project as you're driving in Herrick Park on the left to put in some soccer field. And we have the old soccer fields on the right behind the playground. Two issues here.
So the STEEP grant covers the ones on the left.
A new one on the left.
And then these requests would be for the renovation of the ones on the
existing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Thank you. That's all my questions.
Which is a separate grant. Any? Arlene?
Question about the splash pad. we brought up that it needs Never mind.
I brought it up several times. Kind of in fun, saying that we could put it at the top of the notch, and that would require that we need water. So maybe we could get the money to do that at the same time. No.
Arlene, could you tell me, I'm just not intimately familiar with the bathrooms at Heritage Farm, the plan for it. Okay. Was that a separate like bathhouse, or is it attached to a
building? Okay. It's a separate building, and it will be located where some of the old carriage shed and Rich Rose's storage sheds were. So it will be exactly in the same place as an original building, and it will supply both a house for all the utilities that the farm needs, like water, electrical panels, whatever else. So it's something that both the towns can use, and it'll be available for people who work at events.
Arts events.
Mm-hmm. It goes on. If they choose to keep it open in the summertime, don't know. Those are all questions we haven't really had an opportunity to get concrete answers to.
Is there a new item you'd like to bring up?
Well, just very quickly to kind of tack on, you're kind of joking about the splash pad thing. The neighborhood around the lake next to where Indianapolis Park is does have a pump house, which is technically public water. It is close enough that it could potentially be utilized. So it's on Sunningdale Lane, which is right by
Is that a community pump house?
That's Connecticut.
It's privately held.
Yeah, but it does function for a majority of the homes in the area. So it is possible that bot bench is something that you want to look into.
So the board had a meeting at the beginning 2 years ago, and one of our top priorities was to bring water up 44 for development. And hasn't moved along very far yet. So I was saying we could put a splash pad up there and maybe get a reason to bring water up other than resourceful purposes.
Businesses.
So.
Well, I want to thank everybody and for your interest. Oh, I'm sorry, apologize.
It's fine. We're on the record. Maria Pullman, Meadow Road. I oppose the building of a pavilion at the farm. For once, it impacts the view. But then I feel there wasn't enough talk about the impact on the residents across the street. It's going to be noise. It's going to be more traffic, parking spaces. So it's going to have a negative impact on the neighborhood too.
Thank you. Thank you for that viewpoint.
One more comment.
Just to
be on the record, I don't know if this is the time or not, but it's been many folks that are would appreciate an upgrade or at least some lighting in the Herrick Park bathrooms, specifically my wife.
Not to be specific. Don't tell her that he said so. Thank you very much.
I don't know that this is an official meeting anyways, is it?
Yeah.
It's just a informational.
It's a committee meeting and a public information meeting. Okay.
This is committee meeting and this is public comment in the committee subcommittee. If there's no further public comment, thank you very much. We will move on then to number three, discussion by the board on project proposed by for the recreational grant. I'll go around the table. Mr. Sadler, would you like to start? Do you have any questions or comments specifically?
Well, I really like the question regarding maintenance. It's very important to remember that we are trying to be good stewards with everyone's tax dollars, including we all pay taxes here. And it's no secret that we had several referendums, so we are always very conscious of spending. And so it's great to have this new stuff, but I think that's going to be an important criteria is being cognizant of how much something costs to maintain and to the public.
Thank you, Mr. Forney.
So last year's legislative session brought up the fact that they were considering upping the rules for the rec department to comply with for their summer camps, which was they had to have a nurse on staff, they had to have so many bathrooms per children, and they had to have an isolation room, was it called, with a separate bathroom. So in order to comply with that, Stephanie uses the Herrick Park for a lot of that camp. What would happen if they come at that again? The rec department would have to close that camp down. They'd be trying to comply with all the other camps. So and we're going to have a new soccer field over there. It's illuminated. So it's becoming a more of a direction for recreational purposes in the town. So it's kind of hard to say that that's not a good spot to put money. A lot of these things are just going to be way over to 250. I think there's a lot of good things here. It's just going to take a long time to muddle through them.
Thank you. Ms. Mary?
I appreciate everybody coming. This is great to have this kind of feedback because we often don't get this many people at meetings. So it's really important to the board to hear your feedback. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here. On the items on the list, the ones that jump out to me that I feel most strongly about are improving the Herrick Park building, but not just for the recreation, this legislation that might come down the pike requiring certain things to be improved. But I see that spot as the building's okay, but it's really not, I think it could be a lot better for renting for activities and for events. I don't know if that would fit into the terms of the grant either, because it's a park and rec grant. But I would like to see that building improved in a way that is just really nice and bright and better lighting everywhere, not just in the bathrooms, just so that it could be used as a source of revenue. So people would say, yeah, let's go. That's a really nice building. Let's go have our anniversary party or a birthday party there. So I really like the idea of putting money into that building. And then my second choice would be to do the improvements at the Heritage Farm. The Heritage Farm Commission has worked on their business plan for years, and it's very thoughtful. And with the septic system that's going to be put in over there, it will enable better, more use of that property for gatherings. And I think that and the town has always thought that we should be moving that way toward using the farm in more of a public, have more community use there. So of course the cost is a big issue, but I think that when the septic system goes in, I think the next logical step is to get the toilets in. And I don't know how much those would cost, but then if there's money left over from putting the toilets in, I would want to see the pavilion built. And I do understand your concerns about the neighborhood, but the farm commission has asked for public comment a number of times on the business plan, and it has been on the website for a long time. So, and there will be other opportunities for the public to express concerns about that business plan. So those are my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
I guess I'll echo a couple things. I think my, to Tim's point, you know, the recurring costs of some of these projects, I think, is on the forefront of my mind. And then I guess dovetailing with that is, you know, we don't have any price tags on much of this. So it's kind of hard to then if a project is beyond the 250, are we willing to pitch in more money? Which I think at this time would be difficult to do. So I think that kind of, you know, restricts some of these ideas. And I also, I think overall, my mindset is to try to like improve, and many of these do improve assets that we already have, specifically Herrick Park, the Heritage Farm. And I didn't think until I saw this list about improving the town green and the gazebo, you know, that marsh over there is just kind of like embarrassing. So I'm always trying to think of like, what attributes do we already have that we can make better? You know, attributes of Bolton that we could make better. So I think, you know, but my mind always goes to price. So, you know, what can we, you know, maybe it's a combination of a couple of these things. I think some of these dovetail a little bit, like the, you know, the soccer field at Herrick Park that we already have the grant on, the one that would be on the left, you know, then if we were to redo the one on the right, there would be, we would need to, I don't know if there's a time limit on this, because we would need to wait for the grass to grow for probably 2 years on the new field until we could rip up the old field. So I don't know if that timing would work, you know, for that specifically. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Very well.
Some of them.
Thank you. Selectman, former first selectman Mora was unable to be here, and he had shared with me something that I had thought of as well. This reflects also on what Mr. Clark said, and that is in the restoration of the Herrick Park existing soccer field is an asset that we already have, and it's expensive to put the money into a restoration. It makes sense to take care of a piece that is very heavily used, though it will have more shared usage, and to talk about perhaps putting in a walking trail around it, or hiking trail, or a running trail. I guess it depends what type of trail you're going to park, or vision you have for that park, but take the existing park and restore it. Thank you very much. If there's no other comments from the selectmen at this time, then I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Well, are you going to discuss the projects any further, or are you going to adjourn the meeting?
Does anyone would like to discuss the project any further? Mr. Rupert, would you like to address the projects?
Well, my thinking is that we still have 45 minutes here. We might be able to get through some of this and talk about it as a committee.
Or do you want to start narrowing down your criteria? How do you want to pick the
point? Or generate some sort of a rubric.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what Stephanie thinks would be impactful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Kind of some of the things that I had brought to when I had talked to Jim and Rodney, and some of the stuff that I've been thinking out just out of the operation of the recreation department. Some of the things on here are smaller, but they make a huge impact for my department, like a storage shed for the lifeguards at Indian Notch Park, so we can remove the lifeguard supplies out of the closet that John's staff uses and allocate a better space for some of our safety equipment and the kayaks that we already have over at the park. I have been having conversations with Jim for the last couple of years about making improvements on Indian Notch Park, as it's a beautiful asset that we have in town that we are only using for like 2 to 3 months out of the year. So some of the improvements that we had talked about at a certain point was, and I know there was some feedback that it might be a negative thing to do to put a parking lot at Indian Notch Park for people to be able to go in there during the year. That's certainly something to think about for sure. But it just seems like a shame that we have this beautiful park that we don't use very often. And then some of the other things, you know, we had talked about, like the fact that the state is trying to get parks and rec departments to license their camps, which it was, it didn't end up becoming anything last year, but I have a feeling that it is going to still be brought up year to year. So some of the things at Herrick Park to improve on the building would be great. It could also be something that we do in a capital improvement project and not through this grant. Something to discuss as well. But you know, the shed at Herrick Park is also like, I mean, there's bees nests and I'm sure there's mice in there and stuff. So it'd be really great to be able to either get a new shed or fix the shed at Herrick Park. Let me see what else. A gazebo at the town green, we can make it bigger, replace certain parts would be really great as well. So we can use that space for more programming. And then we had talked about a sports bubble. I don't know what the price of that would be. It'd probably be way too much, but I definitely feel like improving some of the assets we already have so that people are able to access different parts of the town that is underutilized is kind of where my mind is going with some cool stuff.
Let's go back a little bit.
Mine is definitely improving what we have. It's soccer loses so many games every rainstorm. cross country, when they do their meets up at the farm, they have to, we have to rent portalets to get used daily up there. I'd rather see areas that we have now.
John, they have cross country up at Heritage Farm?
Wednesdays during the summer.
Oh, gotcha. The trail run events?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same night as the bands.
Correct.
The concert series.
Correct. And getting the pond off of the big green, I'd be thrilled.
It's too low for the green.
We have skated on that pond. Ish.
What would be required to... Oh.
Just a minute, please.
What would be required to get the water off the green?
Pretty much what's happened is it's lost its crown.
Yeah.
It sank down. So it'd be pretty much the way you're going to be renovating Herrick Park. A few under drains, regrading it towards the swales, towards the library.
So you just scrape the whole thing,
regrade, put some drainage in, and put back and seed.
Which way would the drainage flow?
Right now, there's a swale in between the library and the big green. With those of you with catch basins down by Rich's old house.
Strip over.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's the way it
would flow. So it'd be like north then. Okay.
So while you're doing that, you'd be forced to move the existing gazebo, I assume. Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. So that would end up being a 6-digit project, I would think. Right? 100 grand, something to that.
Yeah, effect. Probably.
Yeah.
For the for regrading, fill,
lifts the whole thing out.
All awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you can almost put
it right now. The swale are dry,
right?
Yeah. So the discussion is the pitch of what is at the existing green, and then there's a swale. The swales don't work.
They catch them.
They work.
They work, but the water doesn't.
Yeah.
Your brain retention ponds.
Yeah.
And how much of that work do you think our crew could do?
Probably a fair bit of the work.
Yeah.
So what are the items we'd have to pay for that we couldn't do on our own?
Great. Well, you'd have to pay for all the materials.
Yeah.
Which would include?
You'd remove the topsoil that's there now, right? And you probably would add a well-draining material, probably 8 to 12 inches. And then with some under drains that probably, you know, lead over to the swale. And then you'd have to put, you know, topsoil and seed back on top of it.
Right. And the equipment to do the work. We don't have anything big enough that way.
That would be a fall project.
You'd want it to be a dry time of year. So you're probably looking at August, September kind of.
Yeah. And you'd want to seed it in September.
So we'd have to relocate the concert series somewhere.
Just the August, which, probably the August.
Right.
Concert series.
So the excavator we have isn't sufficient?
No, you'd want to bulldoze.
Bulldoze.
So maybe
it's we could rent.
Yeah. But at a cost.
So what's the criteria on prevailing wage projects? They have to be over $250,000.
If it's a new project, I think it's $1 million now.
$2 million on a new, $100,000 on a repair.
So this would be a repair?
Probably.
So it could quickly go to.
But you're right now you're not talking about paying for labor on this project.
Right. Paying for materials and.
Mr. Rupert and Mr. Bakhmovich, from your experience, if you look at this list of 27 items, could you pinpoint those that in your total ballpark are way out of the league for this $250,000?
The pool, the bubble, the library.
And I would say probably the bathrooms at Heritage Farm, but we'd have to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, that one's going to be a close one. I have a feeling.
That would require heat as well, right?
Correct.
Right.
Are there some that you see here that could be done within existing funds that would not or are qualified on some other grant?
Probably quite a few of them, you know, not necessarily today or next year, but certainly we've, you know, this has been a great exercise because we've learned some things that, you know, we should be considering for, you know, future expenses, whether or not that's, you know, putting into budget or putting into capital. But certainly some of these things can be done over a period of time within our capital budget.
At this time,
and probably using some of our existing labor force without having to go out to contract for some of it.
Mrs. Marion?
Do you have any idea how much renovating the Hare Park soccer field would cost?
We don't.
No.
I did have that conversation with our town engineer. He said, you know, if it was something that we were serious about, it wouldn't be too heavy a lift for him to get that information for us. But I said until we make a decision that that's something we're interested in doing, I don't want to spend
it on. Would the timing realistically work out for that, though? Because we're not going to have new fields for ready to be played on for 2 years.
Probably.
That wouldn't even exist. I think just the timing would exclude that. I would love for those soccer fields to be redone. The new soccer fields won't be done, you know, for a couple of years.
Any soccer fields.
So I think that'll be another grant another time.
So I will tell you that we have gone before the Wetlands Commission this month for permitting for that project at Herrick Park.
Yep.
And we go back with them with some additional information that they requested here in November. Our hope is that we'll have a wetlands permit and our plans will be largely done at that point. And so we'll be in a position to go out to bid late winter, early spring.
Right.
But, you know, then it's a matter of awarding the project and building the project. So you're probably talking a year before they're built.
Maybe you get grass planted like fall 2027.
I think we could.
But is that grass going to be ready to be played on 2027 or does it need to grow?
Probably not.
So really you're talking 2028.
For, right.
For redoing the existing fields.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
So it doesn't sound like the improvements to that drainage is a...
It's a great idea, but I don't think when you talk about the timeline, I don't think it lines up.
Or $250,000.
Right.
It'll be close to that number, I think.
We'll get another grant for that.
Yeah. Right? I think it'll be in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something to think about. So there's a lot of these things that are just $2,000. This community garden was mentioned to put it at the entrance to Herrick Park, which, I mean, there's enough work going on there near the little playground thing there.
That was recommended that soil for the soils by Larry Pease, the farmer horticultural expert.
So that could maybe be worked in while they're doing that. And the cost to that would be pretty minimal.
It's really a matter of putting up some fencing and tilling it.
Yeah.
But is there...
But it's just management of it and water that's needed.
And then upkeep to community garden.
Is that the best place for that? What did I hear about soils?
Larry Pease brought that up.
Okay.
Probably. Is that on the left side or right side as you go?
Soils. Playground side.
The playground
gardens are a park, sort of unsightly.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
They're very unsightly, and you need a landscape designer, landscape architect, to design it in such a way so that it's not an eyesore.
Yeah,
I have seen community gardens that are well thought out and well planned, and it's more of a CSA kind of a garden. You don't get a 20-foot by 20-foot lot. You share the benefits of a well-designed garden. People go great guns in the spring, and then come August, they don't feel like weeding anymore, and it looks off.
I'm going to just ask the audience not to participate at this time because we're on item number 3, but thank you for your thought process.
So
I have seen both. I will expand on what we just didn't hear. I've seen both well-managed ones, but it takes a lot of management to keep them up and keep up with the people who hire out the particular plot that they use. Is there things change in people's lives and they're not able to keep them up? It's tricky to do. It's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not a rentable event.
They are rentable normally.
Usually.
Yeah.
The ones I've seen
in
England and in...
I would just question the demand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the homeowners have sizable yards as it is right now. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there would be a demand for it.
The question was for those that are in the apartments mm-hmm. that are renters, that have 1,000 oaks in their yard.
So the frisbee golf thing, that would be pretty easy to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're just stanchions.
And where would you put that? That's
a good question.
Indian probably, Notch?
Probably would be the best place.
So is that where you would expect to see it?
I had a discussion, actually. I don't think Lane's here anymore. But Lane Bradford and I had a discussion at our s'mores event a couple weeks ago where we were talking about like the trees kind of in the the fence over there, like when you're walking onto the beach. That might be a place that you could put frisbee golf. I don't know how spread out frisbee golf is meant to be. I've not played it before, but that was at least the discussion I had had with him. So I don't know what your thoughts are.
May I make a comment? I think maybe going back to Rhea's question about do we have some criteria, maybe to help our conversation along, one major category could be do we want to do a bunch of small projects or do we want to do a big project with all of the funds? You know, that's, I see this list as to be able to be divided into those two segments. And if maybe we could find out from asking ourselves whether we're sitting on one side or the other of that, and that could easily pare down the items that we're talking about.
I was thinking that as well. Categorize them and put them sort of in a racket system type.
I think that's what I was trying
to do. According to size.
Okay.
My thought about that is I think it might be better to do a larger project because it's usually easier to come up with the money year to year in the budget to put in new basketball hoops or, you know, smaller things. It's harder to come up with $250,000. So I just think this is an opportunity that we should seize to do something bigger.
I agree completely. This project will have impact if we put all of these funds into something major. It'll be really have an impact for the community.
Right.
That's it.
No, and to improve something that we already have
mm-hmm.
to make it better, more usable, bring it up to speed up to 2025.
And perhaps now that some of these smaller items have been brought more to the forefront, perhaps those could be included in our capital budgets. I mean, basketball hoops, pretty big.
Yeah, and frisbee golf.
You know,
operating budget.
Right. Yeah. Frisbee golf, sheds. I mean, I don't know how much a shed costs exactly, but I don't think it's
operating budget.
Right. So I think we should be aware of those requests, and we could probably make that work if it's going to improve the functionality of those parks.
You probably pick five things right off this. And then five that are too expensive, you know, start to narrow this down.
Got
it.
Should we do that in another session, or are we doing it right now?
Well, you have a new board coming. It will be sworn in the 15th of November with three new members. So there may be others that want to join in on the discussion. So I think getting a foundation today is very beneficial for the people that are here and others that are running for office. Yes, sir. We're not supposed to be addressing at this point, but if you'll save your comment for after the board, I'm sure will remain afterwards for you to bring your comment forward.
So do we want to get a consensus on this board now about whether we want to do a bunch of small projects or one big project?
No.
Okay.
We have one no, Tim.
I think we need more information. Okay. What's the question?
One big project or?
I think that was a good point. I mean, it seems like there's like five different small projects that we could probably get out of the operating budget or our CapEx budget. So I would vote for a large.
Or if you pick a larger project.
I don't think we're voting, but I would vote for a large project.
Left over to do one or two.
Mr. Rupert, I'm sorry. One second. Let's not talk over each other. Tim, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Mr. Rupert?
So, I mean, if you pick one larger project, you might end up with a little bit of leftover money where you can knock off a couple of the smaller stuff.
Sure.
So at this time, we have one no, one yes. Mrs. Marion?
Large project.
Large project. And to Jim's point, if there's money left over, great. But we also need to talk about if we're short, how much are we willing to put in too, which is where then I think price tags will help.
And I will be abstaining. So it's 3-1 at this point, but it's not a hard and fast vote. It's just a looking for consensus. Why don't we go down the list of what is here and see if there's anything that the subcommittee would cross off at this point. The community garden, is there any interest in the community garden at this time? Is there any interest?
Not with this grant, right?
Not with this grant. The Frisbee Golf, with this grant.
It's gone.
With this grant, is there any interest in Frisbee Golf?
No.
No.
Pavilion at Heritage Farm?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Interest? All or partial funds for the accessible playground project at the Bolton Center School?
No.
Nope.
That's not on the table at the present time. Standalone toilets, utility building at Heritage Farm?
Possible.
Yeah. We have interest in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Dedicated pickleball courts with pickleball nets and fencing?
No.
Do we have any interest? This time, no, other than the one we have up at the school. Is there one up behind the senior center now? Isn't
yes.
There is one already.
There's
no fencing
behind the senior center.
But there's no fencing.
There's no fencing. That's another operating budget type of that.
Thank you. Number 7, make improvements to the soccer fields at Herrick Park.
Not at this time now.
New basketball hoops at Herrick Park.
No. Operating budget.
What am I requesting?
Add a playground at Indian Notch Park?
Yes, but the timing probably won't work out for this grant,
right?
So no, not at this time.
So not at this time because of its upcoming possibilities. Number 10, improve Heritage Farm to be able to hold functions, the bathrooms, lights, and indoor spaces.
I think that kind of goes along with the number 5, the standalone and the pavilion. It's kind of tied in there. So
interest?
I'm interested. But all three, yes.
More discussion. Finish the path into Heritage Farm.
That's already granted.
Already paid for.
So we cross that off.
Yep.
Put a pool at Herrick Park for this Bolton residents only.
No.
Not at this time. Create a dog park with separate areas for both small and large animals.
I don't have a dog.
Is there an interest in a cat? I'm sorry.
That's
inside joke. Storage tank for the lifeguards at Indian Notch Park?
No.
Not at the moment.
Because of operating budget possibilities. That's taken off. 15, create a parking lot at the entrance of Indian Notch Park. Move the gate back to open up to the public to walk during the year.
I say no based on the public input we've gotten tonight.
I'd be open to discussing it. I don't know I know that there's always a negative to everything, but we went through that with trail parking as well, right? It's going to, the riffraff is all coming in type of thing. But
What is the consensus?
I would leave it. I would be interested.
Yes, leave it.
Increasing usability of the park.
Is that something small enough though that it could be done by town staff?
It could be. I believe
just like we did the other parking lot.
So we'll hold it then for the other.
Take it off and put it in the possible operating. That's fine with me.
Thank you. 16. Add beach cabanas at the lake on the beach.
No.
I hear no interest.
No, it's not.
How much are we going to charge for them?
Good question.
Well, this is Vegas price.
17. Put addition onto Herrick Park building to add more bathrooms and sinks.
Interested.
And lights.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is interest in 17?
Yes.
Yes.
18. Add a pavilion at Herrick Park or purchase a 40x40 tent to use during camp and other events.
Is that an operating budget thing? 40x40? I would think so.
A tent probably could be. A pavilion, no.
Would a tent be legal?
Should we leave it on for further discussion?
Yes.
We leave it on for further discussion?
Sure.
19. Replace or put a larger shed at Herrick Park.
No.
We'll take that off at this time.
Operating budget.
Operate for operating maybe. Budget consideration.
John's got a thought.
Operating budget.
Thank you. Cricket
John's
field.
John's budget's gone.
Yeah.
Cricket field at Herrick Park, number 20.
Does it fit?
Yeah, no. Not enough real estate.
Not enough land.
What was it?
Yes, sir.
A cricket field.
Oh, got it.
21. I just want to say to everybody, I love the creativity and people thinking outside the box. This has been an absolutely wonderful experience.
It's the fun part.
21. Add to the gazebo on the town green, make it bigger, replace to make bigger so bands can play inside the gazebo, bigger bands. Is there any interest?
Maybe consider that in connection with 22, which is working on the grading issues.
So
we'll have that discussion.
Is there comfort level to keep those two on?
Yes.
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 Purchase an outdoor screen, projector, and movie license to do movie nights in town.
We've applied for a grant for that.
So we'll take that off at this time.
And it wouldn't be in my operating budget.
It would not be in the
do it at your house.
24, purchase a porta potty to use at events.
I think we want to leave that on.
These things cost over $500 to rent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to clean it?
You can get them. You can get them cleaned.
You have a service for cleaning.
Yeah.
Let's leave it on. Comfort levels for further discussion.
But they're not so expensive. But this is something. One of those things, if we did a larger project and had a few thousand dollars left over, I think it would save us money in the long run.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll leave it on that for further discussion. Put in a sports bowl to use sports fields or courts in the winter.
Too expensive. That's my opinion.
Is there?
Love to, but we don't have the money for it.
No interest in keeping it on at this time with this grant. Install pond for variant. Vibrant community study for recreational aspects with the side benefit of fire suppression. Yeah. Does anybody say where this would be?
In the green,
in the backyard.
No,
it'd be kind of down at the bottom of the hill, you know, where there's a swale comes down, stone wall
on the farm.
Would that come out of the cistern money that's being put aside?
Is there still money being put aside for
cisterns? No, we haven't put money in that budget in the last 2 years. We have money in capital, but we had been putting $50,000 a year aside, but we're collecting money faster than we're building cisterns and dry hydrants. So the board made a decision not to do that until we get some more built.
Is there an interest in keeping this on? I hear none. I hear none at this time. The funds could be used in 27 to be used to add a program space to the Bentley Library.
Not affordable.
I hear no interest at this time.
No.
Very creative, but not affordable.
We all agree we'd love to expand the offerings there, but not affordable.
Mr. Rupert, you had other ideas that were brought forward tonight?
I'd like to add the exercise station that was brought up.
Thank you. Yep. Right. Is there an interest in looking at the exercise station?
Yes. Yeah, I'd almost, maybe group that in with the idea of the track on the walking trail going around it.
Going around
Parrot
Park. I think we included a walking trail in the bid spec for the new field.
I think it goes partially. If I look at the plans right, I think it's for up. It's a maintenance road. It's a process gravel road.
Okay.
But that's a possibility to maybe expand that or all the way around and put exercise stations throughout it.
John, are you talking about the new fields?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best.
Jim, can you comment on the finalized plans? Because my understanding was we were going around the circumnavigating the whole fields. Has that changed since our last?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Okay. That's fine to group it in. That was interesting because I thought it was going all the way around.
If I remember the plan, it goes along the upper side behind the houses and then takes a right turn down. I didn't think it continued down.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. But I don't remember.
Yeah, it was just so we don't drive on the grass all the time.
Shall we leave this because of the addition of the idea of the exercise stations and the track? Should we leave this on for further discussion?
Yes, please.
Was there one other?
You had a menorah at the town green.
Do I have a support?
Operating budget, I think. I don't think that's a large dollar
item.
What was that for?
The menorah with the Christmas tree. I think we could do that out of the budget.
Very good. That'll stay on with under the operating budget question. Is there another one?
I think that's it.
I'll go around the table one more time. Mr. Sadler, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just think this was just beneficial. Even just look at all the little things that we didn't necessarily know were at the forefront of people's minds that we could probably accomplish with not a heavy lift or impact to the taxpayers, but would provide better value to the town. So thank you for everyone's ideas.
Mr. Forney?
I'm good. Thank you.
Mrs. Marion?
Yeah, great public input. And I look forward to the continuing on the committee to narrow this down even further.
It was very productive. I don't even think I'm on the committee technically, but.
Thanks for coming.
Anyone's welcome to attend.
All members are ad hoc members to a subcommittee. Well, thank you very much. I know it is not quite 6 o'clock, but I would be willing to stay.
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely, Mr. Rupert.
Is there anything that the committee would like John or I to try to get ballpark numbers on in particular?
Let's go down the list again then.
Do you want us to try to put numbers to everything that you've identified as wanting for continuing conversation?
The question is, do you want numbers on all of the ones that we have checked for that have interest? Mr. Sadler?
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Fournier?
On all of them?
That we checked?
We're just looking for ballparks?
Yes.
I don't know how much I know how busy they are already. And that's a big ask.
And some of these are going to be and I don't know what the budget is for Joe.
And I ask that maybe you go through the list and anything that you could just say, yeah, probably between this and this. And if there's something that needs additional work, don't even bother at this point. We'll talk about how to pursue getting a firmer quote.
For our residents here that are joined us online and in person, Joe is Mr. Dillon, and he is the engineer that the town uses. And he is contracted per job. Is that a good way to put it?
Yes.
So it's a very expensive proposition to do multiples. It's relatively reasonable to put one project before him to have him flesh it all out.
unless we solicit somebody who's really good with AI.
All right, let's go back then and let's see if we can get, take a few of these and narrow it down.
Landscaping all the time that may have some knowledge on this.
Since we have time, I don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah, good.
Mr. Clark has a business in case you do not know, and he is a major landscape designer as his profession. The pavilion at Heritage Farm, is there an interest in getting a dollar value on that?
We have that.
That is.
We already have that.
That is done. All our partial funds for the accessible playground project at Bolton Center School is not going to be in this list, but we have an idea of what that costs. The standalone toilet building for Heritage Farm.
I'd like a pretty good estimate on that.
Is there consensus? There are no objections?
Understand that will probably cost us money to get that estimate.
That's what I was going to ask. So roughly how much does it cost to get
probably three
an estimate like that?
Three to five?
Three to five, I would think. For...
Would you think that's a good around ballpark?
I would say...
5-7.
I would say less than $3,000 to get a number. We already have a conceptual plan. So it's just a matter of, you know, paying an architect to come up with a budget.
So is there anyone who objects to having that done?
Where do we get, is that out of Jim's budget?
Comes out of the selectman's operating budget.
Okay.
Right now we're doing okay.
Way down to number 17.
What about 10?
Improve Heritage Farm to be able to hold functions, bathroom, lights, and indoor space versus 17, which is to do the additional head of park building to add, I'm sorry, number 10, go back to Heritage Farm. So
what number?
10. 10. That's kind of vague.
Yeah, are they talking about doing renovations to the barn and house for these, or are they?
Right, I'm not really sure what that means now that I look at that.
Would it be fair to focus on 5?
Yeah, I think that's a good, that's what I would prefer, is just focusing on the bathrooms for now.
Is there a consensus to focus on the bathrooms at this time?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Very good, we'll take 10 off the list. Then dropping down to the Herrick Park building, put addition onto Herrick Park building to add more bathrooms and sinks in case town has to start licensing summer camp program per state.
That would be a whole design criteria, wouldn't it? They'd have to go through the whole septic thing and everything, or what?
Do you have an interest in having a price tag of ballpark figure put to it? Is there any interest?
But it's too vague again. Because my concept that I expressed was make it a nice building to create a destination where people want to come and rent it, which goes beyond what this says. So.
Is there an interest in taking 17 off the list then at this time?
How does 17 and 18, do they overlap at all there?
I think Stephanie should respond to that, Pam.
Stephanie Crane?
Number 17?
17 and 18,
and 18 how they like, what's the relation? Like, how does that?
So we were talking about adding pavilion at Herrick Park because we're very limited by the indoor space of how many kids we can have for summer camp. I usually cap it at 50 kids because any more than that, and it's a madhouse in there when it's raining. So the thought was to add a pavilion that we could also use for Herrick Park. That would be a covered space so that should it be raining out, we don't have all of our kids inside. And then the licensure part of 17 is just that, like, if the town has to license our summer camp, we will effectively not have a summer camp because we will not have a space to run camp that fits the criteria. So those two were.
So there's two reasons there.
Criteria. They're two separate
things. It's similar to Camp Mujaca, where they have the indoor space and then they have the big pavilion.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because it's you know, the kids, if they want to do anything, any crafts or anything, like if you're inside and it's raining, that's a lot of kids under one roof.
A deaf shade too in the middle of summer.
Yeah. I mean, and it would be great too, because then, you know, people who Herrick Park is rented almost every weekend for a large portion of the year. And I think it also would be an asset for us renting it out as well, that people can use the space outdoors.
But would it be short-sighted to do just the pavilion and not conform to the possible licensing issues? Because it seems like you kind of have to do both.
Yeah. And how does that dovetail with what Gwen is saying, with just renovating the building in general to make it more?
I'd say we get a price on 17. And 18, I think we'll be over budget anyways at that point.
But 17 is not, probably. Is just an addition.
Well, we can discuss.
We can add renovations.
Yeah. So. No.
Okay.
Yeah. There's going to be French.
Right. You can spruce it up on the inside.
Yes. More than just
renovate.
Like, not just curtains, you know.
Which would maybe have to be done anyway to meet this licensing anyway. To some degree.
Okay.
Natalie's opening it. Be there shortly.
Probably need a little more guidance as to what's actually required.
Right.
Because it sounds like we have a schematic plan for the Heritage Farm, but we don't really have a plan. We just know that we need more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For Eric.
So 17, not 18?
What do you think, Kevin?
We can probably find an online price for the pavilion.
Yeah,
right.
The
pavilion is not a big deal.
Here's how much that costs.
17, 18?
It'd be pretty much in line with what the farm pavilion is.
Oh, we have a number for that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said 150?
Oh. Yeah. So,
okay.
With lighting?
Wouldn't you think?
So what are the dimensions? I think we would have two different things, right? Because right now they're talking about a custom built pavilion at the farm, so it matches the architecture. I think at Herrick Park we would be looking for the same ones that most municipalities get, because they don't harbor birds.
Right.
Right. Well, and those come as kits. That
right.
The
concrete work we can kind of have an idea
would be
with.
The, same, yeah.
The electrical work we kind of have an idea right. For. Is the
so
kit
really what the cost the of the cost of the kit and what it's worth.
Okay.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then 18 is a yes. 17 and 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's 18 is easy enough to do.
That seems to be consensus. 21. Mm-hmm. Along with 22.
21 is called a clover farm or something, or a shed,
or Roger,
or right.
So there's an interest in getting the prices for 21?
Yes.
22.
Yes.
Please, it won't cost us anything. Right?
The gazebo probably wouldn't, but
no, to ask Roger how much it would cost us,
right?
Cost us anything to get a number.
22 would be Joe Dillon, so that part of it would cost a little.
Yeah.
Country Carpenters graciously has been a benefactor for the gazebo as it stands now. In the past, and they are town residents.
So the existing one would have to get relocated somewhere on town property to.
You put it over at Indian Notch Park.
There you go.
An idea.
Unless he's creative to expand it, I don't know.
Right.
We'll go down.
Add a section.
Move down to 24. Purchase of a porta potty to use at events. Do you like pricing on that?
That's easy. You don't have to get pricing.
I hear no objections.
No objections.
And the exercise stations, is there any interest in getting pricing on those?
So
yeah, I have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a really sweet one out on Nantucket Island, and they had lots of different equipment. So a pull-up bar is easy. I'm sure we could build that, but I think there's some more intense, yes, be interested in various options for that.
I had a company reach out to me a couple years ago about that. And at the time we had decided that it was going to be too much money. They had like a thing where they'd give you money and they'd match it, but I could find the information. It was like a specific company that uses and creates outdoor exercise equipment.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So then we get the.
So that takes care of the list that we have this evening.
So did that exercise equipment include the track around the field?
It's in my list. It's on my list.
Okay.
And the menorah?
That's an operating budget.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go around the table. Are there any other comments that the board would like to make at this time? Any other comments? Is there a motion to adjourn at 5:54?
I make a motion we adjourn at 5:54.
And a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mather Clark. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for being here and being so patient and listening. Any board or commission you'd like to be on, just let us know. We take names, we take prisoners. I mean, we take.
I talked about that.
Yeah. It's only one meeting a month.
We'll stay here to answer any questions that you have.
Yeah, now good time.
Come on up.
Thank you to everybody that joined us online.
A few questions about.